As we heard, today's arraignments followed days of mounting skepticism about the scale of the plot. Critics have questioned whether the attack was really imminent, as investigators painted it in the early hours. Both U.S. and British officials insist it was. There's also ongoing debate about who exactly the alleged plotters are and what links, if any, they had forged with al-Qaeda's senior leadership. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on some of the unanswered questions.
Include Larry Johnson among the skeptics. Johnson has tracked terrorism for both the CIA and the State Department. He's one of a small but vocal group who believe U.S. and British authorities hyped the terror plot for political purposes. Johnson argues there's no evidence the alleged plotters had managed to make a working prototype of a bomb, or even that all of them had obtained passports.
It's very clear that it was in the aspirational stage and that they were nowhere near ready to launch an actual attack on aircraft. So they may have been serious about wanting to do it, but they were a far cry from being able to do it.
So bottom line, in your mind, was this a viable terrorist plan close to execution?
No, absolutely not.
As a retired official, Johnson no longer has access to classified intelligence. He's basing his assertions about, say, a lack of passports on conversations he's had with current authorities. So far, there's been no official confirmation, one way or the other, on whether the suspects in custody were ready to go with valid passports and plane tickets. Roger Cressy, a White House counterterrorism official from 1999 to 2001, says it's a mistake to get too hung up on the exact status of the operation. He believes the plotters were very close to execution.
And if it was a question of a couple weeks versus a month or so before they got their papers, before they got their tickets, you know, I think that's a minor issue. The question is, were they planning and were they capable and did they have the commitment to do what they were planning to do? And from everything we've seen so far, I think the answer there is yes.
Indeed, Cressy and all the other counterterrorism experts interviewed for this report see clear differences between the alleged London operation and recent arrests in the U.S. Cressy points to the disclosure yesterday that several members of the London cell had apparently taped martyrdom videos, a common practice among suicide bombers.
That's far more than the aspirational type operations that we've seen in the United States, where you have really these jokers, people like in Miami, who have delusions of dropping the Sears Tower in Chicago. They're not serious. The folks in London were quite serious.
But whether the London suspects were in contact with al-Qaeda's senior leadership remains unclear. Bob Grenier was the CIA's top counterterrorism official until February. He's now with Kroll, a global security firm. Grenier says so far, as with other recent plots in Europe, the evidence points to a homegrown operation.
It seems as though these people fit the profile that we saw in Madrid, that we seem to have seen in the 7th of July bombings in London, where they would perhaps see themselves as being adherents of a similar global movement, but they don't appear to have been organized directly by al-Qaeda.
That said, Grenier notes, the London cell does appear to have reached out to radicals in Pakistan. Investigators are trying to nail down exactly which radicals the alleged London plotters contacted and what extent of logistical and financial assistance they may have received. Fred Burton, a former State Department counterterrorism official, says he doubts that al-Qaeda's core leaders lent any operational guidance, but he argues that the distinction these days between the core leadership and grassroots al-Qaeda-inspired cells is almost academic. It's all the same global movement, Burton says, with the London cell almost certainly influenced by jihadi websites and taped communiques from al-Qaeda's leaders.
Is this then an al-Qaeda operation? Probably so. However, is there a direct smoking gun message from Osama bin Laden saying, do this? Probably not.
But Roger Cressy, the former White House counterterrorism official, believes it would be huge if investigators prove a link between the London bombing suspects and the al-Qaeda leaders believed to be hiding along the Afghan-Pakistan border. That, Cressy says, would mark the worst of both worlds, a metastasized global movement and a core leadership that may still be operationally relevant. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.